CIA Director John Brennan has just wrapped up a rare news conference at the CIA's headquarters in Langley, Virginia, where he addressed concerns raised by the Senate Intelligence Committee's so-called torture report. He was asked about one of the key findings in the report, that no actionable intelligence was gained through torture or what he called enhanced interrogation techniques, or EITs.
There was useful intelligence, very useful, valuable intelligence, that was obtained from individuals who had been, at some point, subjected to the EITs. Whether that could have been obtained without the use of those EITs is something, again, that is unknowable.
Greg Miller covers national security for The Washington Post, and he joins us now. And Greg, what is he saying there exactly? What kind of a balance is he trying to strike?
Yeah, he's really tiptoeing there. It's on the one hand, he's trying to defend the agency and those who his predecessors, all of whom have said this is a program that yielded a lot of valuable intelligence, despite what this Senate report says. But he's also trying not to get crosswise with his administration and the president. He's not endorsing these tactics, and he's not quite claiming that it was because of these brutal and harsh methods that this intelligence was gleaned. So, I mean, he's basically saying you can't prove whether we could or couldn't have gotten the same information through other means.
And he made that very same point when speaking specifically about intelligence that led to the capture and killing of Osama bin Laden. What else did he say during today's press conference?
Well, I mean, I think that his main purpose today was to stand in front of this audience at the agency and protect them, stand up for them at a moment when that agency is under a lot of scrutiny and broad attack in Washington. And, I mean, he talked about acknowledging that there had been missteps in this program and some management failures, and that certain agency employees may have crossed lines, but it was adamant that there was no deliberate attempt to mislead policymakers, the White House, or members of Congress. And again, that it's wrong to think that this program wasn't ultimately valuable.
And Senator Dianne Feinstein, who spearheaded the Senate report, was tweeting during Brennan's news conference. She tweeted, "A future president could reverse executive order, reinstate EIT program, that's Enhanced Interrogation Technique Program. Legislation is needed." Do you think that Brennan satisfied any of his critics on Capitol Hill?
Well, I mean, his relationship with Dianne Feinstein in particular has been problematic. I mean, over this report mainly. It's interesting because Dianne Feinstein is one of the agency's staunchest supporters when it comes to its drone program. But they have been in a battle with the agency over this investigation now for about 5 years. And, I mean, she's right. President Obama dismantled this program as one of his first acts in office in 2009. But there really is nothing to keep, you know, a future president could theoretically reverse that decision. The purpose for the committee, I think, a big overriding purpose in putting together this report was to make the case for history that shouldn't happen, to sort of lay down a marker for right. any future administration that is just not conceivable.
Greg Miller of The Washington Post. Greg, thanks.
Sure.